Hello, connoisseurs. Welcome to the mob. This is Marcus Onesimus Boston. I'm your black, blessed, and highly favored host of Cognac Corner, the podcast with real conversations with real people about love, sex, and relationships, all fueled by cognac. You are a few moments away from the hearing of the newest episode, but don't forget to get all past episodes and merch from cognaccorner.com. Subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcast from. Also, follow me on all socials at MoBoston314. Again, that's M-O Boston 314. Now, pour yourself a glass and enjoy the show. Hey, motherfuckers. I'm Marcus Onesimus Boston. This is Cognac Motherfucking Corner. What do you mean you can't hear?
There's nothing in my fucking...
Oh, man. I don't know. What did I do?
Here. I know what you're doing.
I don't want to hear you.
Listen.
Ashley, do you hear your headphones?
Yeah. Yeah. I have nothing.
Well, I don't know what's wrong. Let's keep them off. You don't need...
Keep them off?
Yeah. You heard us?
In my last class?
I don't know what's wrong. Let's see what button. Let's see. What number is that?
Oh, I got it now.
I fucking hate old people. Okay, guys. We can try this again.
Easy sex.
I'm Marcus Onesimus Boston. Welcome to the Mob Podcast. My podcast, Eddie Podcast Prophet. Oh my God.
Prophet? Anybody else? Wait.
That first voice you hear is motherfucking Killer Katie, my partner in crime, the muscle, the person that keeps me from not smacking the fuck out of y'all. Killer Katie's in the building.
Oh. That was original.
Definitely not. And today we have a new connoisseur to the motherfucking corner. We have Ashley Big
Easy
Boss.
The motherfucking. God damn. I'm sorry. I need to drink more.
Ashley, thank you for coming down to Cognac Corner. It's been a long time coming. Thank you to our studio audience, everyone out there, everyone behind the camera.
Have you never been on?
No. Stop it.
I haven't because all I did was work.
Oh my God.
I used to do was work.
Right, my girl.
Yes. Now we're here. Now we're here. How you feeling? What you thinking? You ready?
No, not really.
Nobody's even listening. It's not even a big deal.
He is like one of those like sketch people.
Oh, who? Totally. Oh, get
you.
Ready. Yeah,
I'm sketchy?
You're sketchy.
He'll come with a few nice questions.
Am I sketchy?
And he slaps you in the face.
Tell me more. I'm sketchy. Tell me more. What do you mean?
That look you just gave me?
What look?
Was sketchy.
What was the look? I disagree.
It was just
you like, let you get literally ready. Glared at me.
Yeah, it was like some conjuring.
Got you, bitch.
Conjuring.
That's mm-hmm. what you did.
You finally here, bitch. Let's do this. I say that we flip it and we start asking you.
I'm never. We're not gonna do that because I stopped this whole recording. All right. So we're doing 60 shots brought to you by Big Stu Films. Big Stu make you better than you look.
Yeah, do you want to?
Wow.
Slow down, bro.
Start over there, guy. Bring it back.
Thank you, Cognac.
60 Shots brought to you by Big Stu Films. Big Stu make it look better than you deserve. Follow Big Stu on all the socials at BigStuFilms.com.
I do.
Motherfucking 60 Shots. Are you ready? Most compatible, least compatible zodiac sign.
What?
Come on. Answer the question.
My questions are better.
Okay, we'll get to yours.
Okay, so I don't even know half of them.
Me either.
Or any of them. Right. I know mine, and I'm an asshole, so.
What are you?
I'm a Virgo. Nothing goes with Virgo.
I'm a Scorpio. Maybe we would be okay, because what are Scorpios?
Trash.
Okay.
Perfect. Scorpios are the problem.
The problem.
I don't have enough information about Virgos to say
that
bad.
What's your birthday?
August 31st.
Oh yeah, I don't have.
I've never met anybody.
Yeah, I have nothing on that time. One. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got nothing.
You're
all right. Give one of your questions now. This is Katie contributing to Cognac Corner, and so we will do a little bit of mixing of mine and yours.
You know what? Then you're paying for gas.
What gas?
Me to get down here if I ain't contributing.
Man, get the fuck out! You don't ask a goddamn question.
Okay, if your life was a movie, what songs would be on your soundtrack?
Does it matter what kind of movie it is?
I mean, you tell us what movie it is. It's your movie.
It's your movie.
If this was a documentary, what are the...
No, she got to be an action movie. I'm not watching that shit. She needs action. Like
you can't play like Frank Sinatra in a
You can. You make it to a love scene, you can.
Ooh. Have you been there lately? To a love scene? Mm-mm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Moving on.
She never asked the question. You suck. Come on, Ashley. Give us the soundtrack.
Audience.
Give us at least two. Give us at least two. Give us something. Yeah.
Two songs or two?
Two songs.
Like two songs.
What kind of movie would you be? And then what would be the soundtrack?
What? No, this is true life movie. I want to know what.
Like my current situations?
Just, yeah. Like two songs that are like, damn, that's me.
I don't know if it's really like me, but I'm obsessed with Tom Petty right now. So Breakdown.
Wow. You know that song? That was a curveball.
I listen to it every day and I'm obsessed with it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Is Tom Petty also an actor?
Sing us a little bit.
He's a singer.
I'm on the whites. Sorry.
Okay, cute. I'll think of somebody that's not
white. No. Don't mind
and then
me.
The other.
Don't mind me.
I don't know. Probably some sort of rager.
Ooh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not really sure what.
So now we know maybe what like you do in your free time.
Probably right. Like some Pantera or Slipknot.
Ain't that the pizza place?
Not Pantera. That place isn't even around anymore.
Oh, I'm showing my age. Never mind.
Sorry. You got that from me.
Sorry.
Okay.
Okay, quickie in the car or in the bathroom?
In a car.
Yeah, a little. This way I can say that. Mm-hmm. Hey, your turn.
My bathroom is tiny.
And there's it doesn't have to be your bathroom.
Well,
it was
any bathroom. All the stuff that's flying around in the air, I'm good.
Yeah.
My Jeep is just fine.
Oh, yeah, that's a big Jeep. There we go. Okay.
A lot of room in
there. All right. Now we know where we're going.
Go ahead. What? Wait. No, we ain't.
Anyway, moving on. What's the most annoying tick, habit, or whatever that someone could have that's speaking to you while you're at the bar? Like, you're a bartender, somebody comes up, and what do you just like, oh, God, kill me, instantly.
So many.
Not bed breath. I mean, that's just.
Probably the, excuse me, that, I hate that.
Mine's a lazy.
And I also hate when people do the, that, I hate that so much.
What did they do?
Those are all like women things. That's what
first
women
of all,
do.
No, I've heard or a men.
Lisp. Or a lisp with loud music behind. It's so hard to distinguish. I try so hard. And it's not their fault or mine. I just want them to just write it down.
I have a lot.
Yeah, now you have a lot. Now
I
that
have
I'm talking.
A lot, yeah.
Hey, audience. Now you have to pay for admission. So that'll be $29.95.
Three times.
This is what happens when vodka gets involved.
What happened?
What'd he say? He said he got the approval for the man that's running this shit.
He damn right he did.
What do you mean? You just looked at me to get that question. Oh, my God. All right. Well, you're not on the show yet.
Beach and mountains. Okay? Beach and mountains.
Beach. Shut up. You're not on. Hey, time out on the field. We're live. Okay? Hey. What
I don't think
say
this
about
is
the
yours anymore. It's been taken over.
Anna even put some bronzer on these.
Beach or mountains?
Can we Beach. Focus?
I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to Ashley.
You're talking to us, honey.
And beach.
Can men and women just be friends?
Absolutely.
Absolutely for all parties involved.
If you're grown, yeah, absolutely. Oh, she's gonna kill me later. She's gonna jump me in the ass.
No, I believe you. No, I agree.
Yeah. I have lots of guy friends.
I mean, I just don't even think that way.
If their girlfriend doesn't like me, then
yeah,
we probably.
Bye, bitch. You won't know when we hang.
No,
you know?
Absolutely not. But right. I do have friends that I cut off because their girlfriends don't like me.
Yeah. And nobody likes drama.
Y'all gotta go.
Yeah, bye.
All right, your question now.
Yeah. I gotta get to out of these bad ones.
They're all great. Go ahead.
No, they were
Leave
not.
Yourself. Let us make the decision. Go ahead. Shoot us another one. Come on now.
Okay. Do you sleep naked or with PJs on?
Both.
What?
Both.
Like, how do you do that How are you naked with PJs on? Question.
I do both. Not that high. So one night I might sleep naked, one night I might sleep with clothes on.
All right. And yourself?
I sleep.
Nobody wants to know. All right. Would you date yourself? Could you? No.
No, we no. You used to be quiet,
you
sir.
You gotta be
now.
Quiet.
Shit, drink your vodka and be happy.
Would you date yourself? This is one thing that I say to my kids when they're bitching about their, you know, whatever. I mean, they're young. And I've already been in such amazing relationships that I'm such a good role model. So
that is called sarcasm, guys.
The one thing that I had, like, 2020 taught me was, would I date me? Because the answer at the beginning of this year was no.
Right. Mm-mm.
Would you date you?
Now, yes.
You're so dumb. I'm so sorry. Would you date you?
I wanna,
again, nobody cares.
I want to get
right,
my...
All right, next
wanna,
okay.
Would I date me?
No.
Ooh,
I'm
man.
Getting a twitch in my eye.
You got to have a lot of patience. You got to really be...
Yeah, you got to get in where you fit in.
Yeah.
Yeah, because yeah. You have like, oh, yeah, I'll be there at 3:30, 5 o'clock.
But did I get there? I got there, right?
I mean, ish.
Shit got done, didn't it?
Well, guess what I learned one time?
What's that?
Don't ever call you on your fucking day off. And it, if you do, it better be a medical emergency and not manual labor.
I plan my days, okay? I plan my
time
off.
But you got
off.
To meet my... You know, my peeps.
Yeah, I came through. I came through when it mattered.
Yep. You know? You were like, Carter, grab that. Carter, get over here. Carter's a good guy.
How many?
Would you or would you not? That's it?
Would I would not? What's the question?
Would you said.
Would I date myself?
Yes. Right now, would you be like, ooh, you are so fucking amazing.
With all his
driving
children.
That golf cart. I know you're gonna get a Ferrari someday. Ooh, I know my next question.
If I'm looking for a long-term investment, yes.
If? I'm asking you a question.
It's a yes or no.
God damn.
Yes, I would date myself.
So you're looking for a long-term investment. Ladies,
no.
DM me.
No. Yeah, DM her because she ain't gonna do shit over there. It's gonna stop right there if you DM her. That's for damn sure.
Is it your turn or mine?
How many of your opposite sex friends have you been with?
Currently?
Yeah. Overall.
I mean, let's do all the facts. Like, we need all the stats. Let's start with.
You didn't tell me to bring my notebook.
She has a tally. She has a whiteboard.
I don't know
Boom.
What that means.
Kidding. My parents are going to see this and they're not going
to
be so proud of me.
Oh, my parents don't even talk to me right now.
Yeah.
Oh. Absolutely.
We're doing this one for all the ladies.
All ladies with 992,000.
H-Town boys. Kicking it with my boy.
Knocking. If a lady you mess with knows that song, man, she's a professional. She's been doing it for a long time.
Or she's old.
That too. She an old freak.
No, like you're speaking from your.
She's from the 30s. Uncle Luke's Freaknik. She go to Freaknik's back in the day, if you know that song. Because not everybody know that H-Town knocking the boots on. That is some real nasty song. That's Mr. Nasty
Time. Yeah, but it doesn't mean they know what it means.
Yeah, it's a classic.
It's just it's got a good beat. So sometimes I want to listen to it. Mm. Riding in the car.
She didn't get beat to that song. That's what it is. It's a dick.
Okay,
it's
question.
I don't listen to music.
Are you on any dating apps right now? Or have you ever been?
Nope and nope.
I don't get the swiping thing.
It's trash.
It's weird.
Me neither.
Okay.
I would never be on this.
It's trash for me simply because I'm awkward and
you in the streets
you're
though.
A,
like you in the
yeah,
you in the
bartender.
World. You're a bartender,
you're
so you don't need it.
Right.
It comes to you.
Need,
you
yeah,
are
exactly.
You are tender. Like you like
yeah.
You're the administrator
like
of
you
that,
have a bunch of guys
shoots.
At
yeah.
The bar going, ooh.
Yeah, like she
or
was
ooh.
Yeah, you was here before tender, you be
that
here
bitch
after him.
Knows those people and she won't come over here.
Yeah.
We those people.
Mm. Wait, my turn.
Why do you have to keep playing music? It's just oh, freak.
After the whole would you date yourself?
Okay, I have a question. If you had a remote, if you found a remote control, okay, that could stop, play, fast forward, rewind, pause life, what would you do with it?
You got
incense on top of that bucket.
I think
probably like what would you do first? No, what like who? Where would you go with it? What would you do?
Where would I go? Home.
Really?
Okay. I would go home
and press pause and go to sleep. Yeah. No, like you you get this. Like you have a remote control that's going to pause time anywhere you want to be. Like, what would be your most like what? When would you use it? When you saw it, what would
with
be
my
your
kids?
Thoughts? Your kids?
Absolutely.
How old are your kids?
13 and 18. So I all would right, do. Well, that's the only time. That's I miss.
Wait
a lot
till they're
with
28.
Them.
21 and 18, and they show up without food for you, but they sit there and eat. No.
You're being ugly right now.
I know. I'm just being a real mom. Like, you love
I'm a
them
real
and love
mom.
Them. No. I mean, of adults. You know, like, my babies are good, but they are, you know, they're independent. Like, I don't want to pause.
No kids out of the room. I know. I don't know what they're talking about, but I'm so confused. Carry on. Sorry. Grown people are talking. Sorry.
Your mangina has never given birth. That's not our problem. It's nothing against kids by any means. Don't like take that out of it. Take like a man, like put like where would you go back in time, rewind, press pause, and just be? Because for me, it would be my kids.
Nowhere in my past.
Nowhere?
No.
You wouldn't like.
Who wants to go back? Make America great again? We're going to go forward. No.
Don't make me start on we're not local going, politics.
We're not
right
going
now.
Back in time. Who wants to go yeah. back in time for shit?
I wouldn't go back in time just okay. because.
I'd have fucked more bodies. If I go back, I'd have a lot of bodies I'd let walk away. If I'd have been a little more aggressive, I'd have had a higher body count. I was like, I'm going to sleep.
Would you?
I go with some like, whole shit. I go back on some whole shit. There's a lot of bodies I let walk away because I didn't try hard enough. I'm like, bitch, I'm depressed, but it don't always work. I have.
Give me
I
the names of those people. I'm gonna call and see if they want to be in the.
They're
audience.
Happily married. They're way better without me. But back in my 20s, I had a shot. Sorry, guys. The high kicked in. Excuse me. My
okay.
turn.
Oh.
Drunk sex or high sex?
High sex.
Virgin or porn star? Which would you rather have?
Which would you rather
be
with?
Okay,
yeah.
You said
no,
have.
Not
be.
Like
have.
Like you got to choose
like
between.
Had, yeah, two guys at a bar. One's a virgin. One's a porn star.
A virgin.
Ew.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who has time for that?
Why?
I thought you were tired.
I am tired.
Then why do you want to teach a child?
Why do I want to? First of all, have you seen porn star dicks? First of all.
It's like throwing a hot dog down a hallway.
It's not really that intriguing to me. If you throw in some weird like midget porn, maybe. I'm not into
what
that.
The
I'm not
I'm
into
still
that.
Hung on. What's wrong with porn dicks? Does regular dick look like porn
anybody
dick?
Anybody can have a porn dick, but a porn dick is a dick slinger, and I'm not into that.
But I like.
Sorry.
But you go. You take a car to a mechanic, right? A professional, correct? You take your car's professional.
No,
why do you want a professional
here's the
dick?
Thing about the virgin. I'm a control freak.
Oh, because you're crazy. Yes, you should start.
Because I'm
start
crazy.
Off, you started off with that. Let's say that's about 15 minutes. Okay, yeah, you're the problem. Yeah, I'm crazy.
God,
yeah. That's why you can't have a porn star, because you're nuts.
But that doesn't mean you can't make them great.
I never use that term.
What if you make them great?
Around me again. I don't want to hear that
Shut
term.
Up.
What do you mean?
You make it great. You can make it great, but what if you leave as you make it great?
I didn't say again.
So make it great. What if you leave, though? Because a lot of motherfuckers get... I know a lot of motherfuckers that
get
with
a woman.
Oh,
I have to stay with this person?
Well, I guess.
No. Then none of them. I don't want none of them.
Okay, for a week in Tulum, would you rather be with a porn star or a virgin?
Virgin.
Damn, boy. You got it. Right on. God bless your heart.
Yeah. I don't know.
You got
I'm
something for?
Nah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Why well, should be so deep? Deep breath.
You know it's going to be a good one.
If time froze for everyone except for you.
Oh, God, I already know.
For one full day, what would you do and with who?
I don't even know that I want to answer this because I'd probably kill some people.
Oh my God.
That's what I said too. I said,
Hey. All right. Next question.
Who am I fucking and who am I killing?
Well, that's what, right. But,
it
right.
doesn't necessarily, like, I don't want to go on a shooting rampage, but there are certain people that I would do
that
just because
they
just
take a
it.
Baseball bat.
Yeah.
And knock their knees out. I mean, don't kill them. That would be, you know what I mean?
I'm
I mean,
killing.
I'm just saying.
I can sleep. would have married on my heart. I can.
Oh, God, I got a couple too.
Yeah, but I could not worry about it.
Like a $4,000.
I'm down with killing. Some people got to go right
now. I feel like you have a dark secret.
Oh, God, he always does that. He's so, but he's only had three girlfriends, so he can't really.
Oh, great.
Okay, so if you want to meet someone, so are you single?
She never answered the question.
Oh, sorry, fucking.
I did answer the question. I said kill people.
No, you would really kill people?
Yes.
The whole day?
The whole day?
I mean, what else am I going to do? You can only masturbate so long.
Okay, I was just thinking, I don't know, Hank.
You can only eat so much food and drink so much alcohol.
There's no one you would rather just go back and just hang with for a second.
No one lives in the past like you. I almost called you an N-word, too.
My past is like,
you can call me that. Or sister.
No one's calling you that. Audience
member called me sister, like I'm a, like I'm a white girl from Chesterfield.
Sip your wine. I couldn't find a wine glass for some reason.
Okay, if you could do anything to Marcus, what would you do? You never heard this one.
Don't answer this shit. Go to the next question.
No, it doesn't matter. You could bitch slap him. You could throw wine in his face.
Why would she want to do that to me? I've done nothing but appreciate and love her.
If I could sleep with the sarcasm. Definitely sleep with him. It's the first thing I'm doing.
Look at his mangina is what I would want to do.
I've heard a lot about that thing.
Me too. He always threatens the mangina, but like nobody even knows
how
if
does
it's
it
real.
Smell?
I'm gonna throw up.
Shaved and fresh, ready.
Oh, winter stay or ready. What is it? Spring fresh.
You gotta get ready.
Did
when you
put
ready.
That dollar store shit on there? Is that what you wash it with?
Dolce and
smells like FDS.
Dolce and Gabbana. Which one?
The light blue. That's
ew.
My shit. Oh, I like this.
Oh, my cousin wore the light blue. Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
No. Jean-Paul Gaultier.
Robin Thicke or John B? I'm not playing.
John
that.
B.
No one asked
all
you.
All day, Ashley. Every day.
John B or Robin Thicke? Do you even know these white men?
Yeah.
I guys ask questions.
I don't.
Quit being racist.
I can't be racist. I'm black.
So how do you know? My boyfriend's not Asian.
Exactly. And my girlfriend's not white.
What? How are we getting to this?
No.
What's the answer?
John B.
John B. Go with it, but neither.
Oh. God, don't turn it off. Just leave it on for a minute. Like the full 40 seconds. Oh.
Moving on. Ask a question.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. All righty. It's all right.
She has like an entire notebook and all of that's for
no, because I've been sitting here. Because his 60, or what is it? 60 questions?
60 shots, ho.
60 shots. Yeah, 60 shots, ho. I don't like that. It's boring. Like, really? Like, what sign are you most compatible?
I got some opinion about
I don't even fucking know, like, half the birthdays. I mean, I have to be reminded. Okay. So,
come on, Grandma.
Are you a good kisser?
I'm not a big kisser. I'm weird about it. Okay. I always have been. I have reasons, but I'm just not a big kisser.
What are the reasons? Like
deep stuff.
You're not in the PDA?
Stuff.
Oh, yeah. PTSD. I got some shit like that, too. Yeah.
So I'm weird about
that's,
that?
That's me and white people. White men. Slimy.
Oh, I was going to say, it's a good thing I'm not white.
I know. No, not you. Men. But go ahead. And you? Are you a good kisser?
Oh, these
no?
these lips are dangerous, baby.
All right,
these
no,
lips are
again, I
game
don't even
changes.
Know why I even look.
Yeah, I don't know
you.
Why I came over here. It's showtime on this mouth,
okay.
Baby. Put mouths on. Blunts or joints?
If I had blunts.
You're such a nigga.
Why don't you ever talk to me like that?
Have you ever been cheated on? Damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, is she heterosexual? The fuck? I hate that question. If we date men, the answer is yes.
I've never cheated on anybody.
That doesn't mean that the person you
yeah, but you had three girlfriends.
So that means I'm 3-0.
Okay. I mean, Jesus, it doesn't count if you're. I mean,
you've had three partners.
No,
or
no.
Three girlfriends.
I think girlfriends.
Okay.
I've had more bodies than girlfriends before.
Yeah, exactly what
nasty.
I said. I was like,
you nasty.
I know.
Okay. You were straight nasty.
I am not. I'm not. I was not. I just gave single moms a good time. That's it. You know, reminded them that of their value and their worth, you know.
Oh, wow.
Wives,
I'm
too?
A single mom, bro. Wow. So if you were attracted to me and there was a chance, wow.
Ma'am, I am out of the, I'm out of that business. I found my calling. It keeps me out of trouble.
Really? What's that?
I don't know. Podcasting keeps me out of trouble. Because she almost had me get sucked up last night. Her friend almost took advantage of me. I'm pressing charges on your friend.
It was your friend?
Yeah.
First of all.
She tried to make me relapse on white girl. I said, ma'am, I am trying to get my life to get your titties off my hand. I feel
like I didn't see you stopping it.
Look here, man. Look.
He did like this.
Hey. Look.
Yeah. I didn't even say it.
And you know what he's thinking. This bitch and my mangina. Like, that's all all I think that you think. Okay, so do you wear panties or do you go commando?
I wear panties.
Oh my God. Don't ever talk to us like that. That's so fucking sick. That was a test and you failed.
Oh my God.
I wear boxer briefs. Yeah, I do. I wear boxer briefs, I promise.
Let's see.
No.
Right.
You don't have
any. Have you ever had to call the cops? Oh, wait. Panties or
it's
commando?
Not about me. Look at her. Don't look at me. Look at the beauty.
The people want to know. You finally have somebody flipping the script on you. Yeah, let's get to canceled. Know you.
Grand opening, grand closing.
Okay. Block this number after you should have gotten a bigger glass. I'm so over watching you fill this shit. And why don't you hydrate?
Well, how about you talk to your guest and leave me the hell alone?
Oh, I forgot I'm the host of the show.
No, you on the yeah.
The
former host
or commando.
Commando.
Yeah. You know, when you're a waitress, you poe. Some gotta go. It's the panties. You know, nobody cares. Okay. And have you ever had to call the cops on one of your men?
Several times. So yeah. And I'm not a cop caller, but mm-hmm. I have.
Uh-huh.
Why are you looking at me?
Marcus
like
hasn't. Because he's only had three girlfriends, and he was probably have
did
the
they
cops
call him on
ever?
You?
Right?
Yeah,
absolutely not. I don't do nothing to get cops called on me for.
About the time that your girlfriend was?
I'm very obedient.
With the cop?
What girlfriend was with a cop?
Didn't you have a girlfriend that was fucking a cop?
No, that was a girl I wanted to be with, and she was fucking a cop. That's when.
And
I,
what were you doing? Yeah, outside
being corny.
What? Just let's bring it back up. I like this story.
No, I made that bitch a CD to get fucked to. I made her a CD to get fucked to like a cornball.
That's not what you said before. You
wait, with
said...
you or her? Him.
Him. Like, she's like, with him. She, yeah. She's like, make me a CD.
He's
I was like, oh, okay. Then when I got to, I went to drop it off her house, his car was in the fucking driveway. So I knew who the fuck he, I said, wow, I made this bitch a fucking fuck CD.
She's using it right now.
You thought it was going to be for you.
Uh-huh. I thought she just wanted it, you know, because she wanted some music. She wanted a dick down to my soundtrack. Uh-huh. I eventually got
with
her.
With someone
I
else.
I eventually caught her.
Was it worth it?
It was
no, he
good.
Cried. He
it's
cried.
Pretty good. It's
yeah,
pretty
but you
good.
Cried. You were upset. Love.
What I cried about? What I cried about?
You wanted to beat the guy's ass.
No, I respect the game. I'm mad at myself. I ain't mad at him. He played his hand. I was the dummy. He did right. I got it eventually. It was pretty good. It was pretty solid.
Worth it.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool.
Did you listen to your CD?
You know he made two copies.
Just in case you like it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He was like, damn.
I brought the one out of my car. I said, no, I'm going to give the one out of my car.
He still has it, and every once in a while, he's like, eh.
I'll make love to like you.
Freak me, baby. Oh, yeah.
Please tell me what was on it, Dad.
What was it? Yeah.
Answer the question. I'm going to get to this. I got the playlist now. We're at 2:20 now. I got the playlist on my Mac. So hold on. Let me get
okay.
the
playlist. Can't wait.
Go ahead.
Okay,
go ahead.
How would your most recent ex describe you? Ooh, that sounds good.
So how he describes me, or how I think he should describe me.
Honey, we know. I mean, we know you, and we know how everyone should think of you and I. But so apparently, it's not the way that they think of us. So how do you think that he would describe you?
I think that I've been, most of the guys I've dated have all said the same thing. So
what is that?
Nothing crazy.
You're a psychopath.
I am crazy. Uh-huh. So that's one thing.
Yep.
I'm crazy, which I am, mm-hmm. and I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
All the chronic in the world can even message.
That's all I got. I'll take the clothes off this one.
Is
take
that
the clothes
one?
Off. Take the clothes
that
off right here. Yeah. Take it off real slow. Yeah. That's it. You gotta get them thighs,
meat. Okay, it's not about you right now. How would they describe you? Oh.
My house says we get up, put the legs
how much
up.
Is it you? You she said it's not about you. Oh. And then I lost it.
Yes. Every time he does this shit.
Get all in that box, baby. Put your face in it. Sorry, go ahead.
Casey and JoJo? Is that who that was?
No, that was Joe to C, baby.
Oh,
Joe to C.
Oh, I'm kidding.
Go ahead. Keep hosting, host.
Okay. I would just say crazy. It would all, anybody that I
dated. Like crazy how? Crazy. Like crazy, she slashed my tires, crazy.
I would say.
I saw her, like she got in my house.
No,
and went
I would
through
say,
my shit.
Like if somebody messes with that person or somebody that I know and they know me, they know that I won't, that's not.
Oh,
thing.
Yeah.
So that crazy.
No, well, you have boundaries. That's yeah. different. But
you're also
ex.
Crazy as if in like you cross my path. I don't know what
how
I'm going to do. And anyway, like with my kids or just anyway, mm-hmm. there's a lot of ways to get at somebody, but disrespectfully.
Yeah.
Okay. I can be crazy. And it's not even necessarily like slashing tires. It's like getting to your soul.
Oh, yeah.
Of crazy.
Oh,
so,
I'm a really good long texter.
No, and nobody reads them, bitches.
Okay, here's a good one. Wait, what did we listen to? Mm-hmm.
Is he even here with us? Like, I feel like he's not even here.
These are all slow. These are.
He tries to get me to stop
this
talking.
This is when you get them them long strokes, love them long slow strokes.
Nobody like, fucking with us.
That's how you get deep. Sorry, didn't notice
you there. And you only had three girlfriends, man. I don't know why you reminiscing. Anyway, okay.
I hate you.
I know I hate you too. That's why we're perfect. Now I forgot what I was gonna ask.
You right to me right this goddamn show. Condoms are plan B.
Shut up, you dirty motherfucker. Stop asking that question.
Plan B. Because if I'm with somebody.
Plan B?
Why not? Oh. I, just because I'm not going to use.
Just be.
Listen,
nobody.
My parents are right here. Sorry.
Okay, but you have sex with men, right?
Well, yeah, but if I'm in a relationship.
But they cheat. Period.
So in your entire relationship with your husband, you wore a condom?
Oh, or he fuck wore yeah. I didn't want to give him anything.
Oh, my God.
Lies.
No, I just, I mean, I've never trusted anyone, so.
And
I was
always
right.
Use them, even
oh,
when you're in
always.
Relationship.
Yeah, and I would, I mean, my kids had condoms in their.
So we're it, different.
Just because.
Kate,
like,
of her lying her motherfucking ass off.
I always had condoms with my husband.
Lies.
Every
lies,
time.
Lies.
So where?
I'm cheating. I'm cheating. I gotta, why am I fucking married to fuck with rubbers?
Only because...
Fuck you. Who the fuck signs up for that contract?
I agree.
I hate being single because I gotta use fucking rubbers on these bitches. I hate this shit. Who the fuck gets married and still use condoms? What the fuck are you here for?
Two cheating people.
Man, we
two
can't...
Two cheating
bye.
People. I did
bye.
Not trust him.
Bye.
He did not trust
if I gotta use
me.
Condoms, fuck that. Bye.
So you didn't do it your whole marriage.
Get the fuck out of here.
No, but then I learned I should.
Mm-mm.
So yeah, if I'm in a relationship,
but it's also because just like, especially I mean,
fuck life.
Do you need this? I feel like you need this.
I mean, I'm okay.
You're good.
Yeah, you can. Okay, I had a really good one. So
this that's what I'm telling her. Now for that bitch, for that bitch, for that bitch. I gotta use fucking condoms.
Yeah, Chloe. Yeah,
fuck that bitch.
Her.
Fucking Amish.
Okay. Oh, wow. If you could have, you ready? Both of you. Let's
oh,
do
God.
This.
Let me make another drink because some bullshit coming.
So this is some Homeland shit. Okay. HBO, if you would like to sponsor us, give me a buzz. if you could have a live video audio feed anywhere in the world, right?
Okay.
No one would ever know. One. You only get one. Where would it be?
Ooh, that would take me just too long to even figure it out. I don't know.
Are you kidding me right now? You get one shot
I'm
at seeing everything you want to see, whether it be the like, hey, bro.
What?
Admitting you have a problem is like the first step.
Admitting you my fucking problem. Go run the show. Run showrunner. No mind.
Damn, you're over there like I don't a fucking need bartender. You.
I'm minding my business.
Okay.
I'm minding my motherfucking business. Run the show.
Okay, fine. Goddamn. Where would your live video feed?
In the White House. I didn't hear all the white lies. I'm watching it in the White House.
It's all lies, man.
Well, I want to know. I want to hear these motherfuckers say, these niggas ain't shit, man. Oh, okay. I got a camera. Okay.
Hello, out of America. All the places in the world. Are you fucking joking me right now?
I need, okay, wherever the bank
numbers
are.
How about Putin's bedroom?
No, I need to know where the money is. What? Wherever the passcode to the money at. I need to be right. Bank right. of America okay. passcode room. So I thought, okay.
Okay.
Stealing your money.
Okay.
All right. I need the passcode room.
Where would you be?
I still don't even know.
Yeah. You still don't?
Mm-hmm. Favorite position.
I know exactly where I would be.
Where?
None of your business.
She don't know shit either.
The fuck I don't.
Favorite position.
Sitting right next to you doing a podcast.
I hate
Zaddy.
You. Zaddy.
Zaddy.
This girl called me that shit. I lost my fucking mind. Yeah, but, I mean, I'm not
gonna
tell you.
Oh my, I don't know. It's you asked her a question. Uh-oh. Just so you know, we've been live and like I have four people watching. That's it.
I'm sorry. Our favorite position.
Favorite position.
Katie.
Damn, Freakazoid, you gotta let me see it. Sometimes I feel like this.
Andrea.
I feel like this.
I like to be picked up just because I'm a chubby girl. And I kind of like that.
I miss you, sissy. What'd you just say?
I kind of like that control. Molly. So I can't date short guys. They can't pick me up, and if they do, it's weird.
I don't think I've ever dated a short guy.
I mean, ew, right?
Yeah, I can't look down on you when I'm in heels. I'd be like, bitch, go get the car. Like, wait, go grab that.
If I can
wait,
sell you.
Wait, you're closer to the ground. No. Grab it. Mama can't bend over no more. She a Mimi.
She got some bad old ass knees.
Yes.
Ridiculous. I wish people could hear this.
It's a little bit of Avant for you.
Shady Brokson.
She knows Avant. She's a freak too. Yeah, that is a fun thing. You pick a girl up and get the.
You said you've been with three,
right here.
Like you had
three girlfriends. I've had more than three partners.
Uh huh.
How many?
Yeah, how many? He said 40.
It'd be somewhere in the 40s. Yeah. I had a good tens. I had a good run from like 2012.
He calls it
like
a cocaine
15.
Problem. He was with white women.
I had a year. I was averaging like maybe
Villa Duchenne
three a month. Not 3 a month. Like I probably.
Wow. See, I told you,
Rosati Kane. Yeah,
he went
for the rich white bitch schools. He's like, oh, I said no, that wasn't my school. I got pregnant sophomore year.
I had three a season. So in a year, it might have been three. So I had three a season.
Three a season. What was your season? What'd you play?
Bitches.
Oh wow!
I'm sorry. Wow! Wow! Cut
I was
this.
Not
cut.
Prepared for
cut
that. I thought
that.
He was gonna say he played something like football. No, you played bitches.
Back in my youth.
There's a reason you don't have kids, motherfucker.
So I had to get run.
God damn!
A couple
Chloe
of them I tried.
Upset.
A couple of them I tried. I tried to make a couple daughters and mothers. I tried to make a couple daughters.
Yeah, but God protected those women.
He did.
Damn.
If I'd have really like focused, if I'd have really, really, really wanted to, if my heart was in it,
you'd be much richer. You'd have your Ferrari, I guarantee.
I would have a black baby. Her mom would be like, you know, corporate. She would be like
professional
doctor.
She'd
be amazing.
And then a white baby.
The white
and her
girl
mom
be
crazy, bitch.
I have a hood ass white girl.
You like the hood bitch.
What was her name?
I had a phase.
What was her name?
You like the
girls that talk like they're from the South Side, but they're from Jeffco.
They're from Arnold. Yeah.
They actually make meth with their brothers.
Dirty bunnies. Yeah. I had a dirty bunny
so
phase.
So you like that?
I had a phase.
I can't even.
I can't look at you the same
I can't
anymore.
Either.
I was at Bar 101. We was in South County. I was in South County picking them off.
I don't even. I've never been.
Yeah.
Have you? It's scary. I don't like black people there. I don't go there.
Yeah.
To 101?
Remember the Phoenix down in
South
County?
County. I don't go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was down there.
You probably tried to talk to me.
Ma'am. No, I did not.
Because I probably did.
This guy right here. I went all my babes.
I'm sure. Yeah.
I was down
that
there.
That guy right there.
I was down there in my 20s. I was down there picking them off.
They had ladies
off.
And I. With
what was the filter you used on
them? Yeah, I was there picking them off. Picking them off.
Is that...
But I made it out. I made it out alive to make it here and safe. He's killing too. For all my ladies. Carlisle. I was trying to kill him. That was back then. Anywho.
Well, three me. A season.
Did I already ask about the intro music or no?
Yeah, see, so you didn't ask us on the show.
So, if you had an intro music theme song that like just started blaring when you walked in, one song, what would it be? Mine's Bia Bia.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
I think mine would just be something kind of chill.
Frank Sinatra?
No, like Fleetwood Mac-ish or... Yeah.
I will be posting a video.
No, she won't.
Yeah, I will.
Oh, yes. Oh, babe. Oh, so this is the question you asked me earlier. She was like, what do you look at? For me, I realize when I look at women, I look at these three things.
What was the question? Oh.
She asked me earlier.
Yeah, I said, when you see a woman, you're like voodooing someone. Three things that you focus on instantly. This dude already has like his own fucking hashtag with this shit.
Okay, so.
Whore with three girlfriends.
So three things. Arms.
Arms.
I love arms. I'm a
like
weirdo.
What?
I don't
like
know.
Hairy?
No, just like, not muscle.
I hate hair.
Not like muscly, but like kind of like, you know, like pre.
So a guy walks in and you go arms.
Yeah. Arms, shoes, because that just tells how you are as a person, what your house looks like.
No. What about his toes? What if they're like fucking.
But if they're clothes.
Bunions and shit.
Yeah. I can't
okay, let's go. Naked guy walks in. That's what we're going to change this up. Naked guy.
Eyes, arms, and feet.
Eyes, arms, and feet.
Yes.
Okay.
What would you look at? Because
your turn.
All those are.
Mine are. I don't even know. I don't really look.
So she was mad because I didn't. I said something. She doesn't even know.
Here we go with another goddamn song.
Baby.
Eyes, teeth, and I don't like skinny. I thought you were going to play another song. Are you? Like, athletic stature. Like,
yeah, that
cuddly. Like, not fat,
right.
Not
like the pre muscle.
Like a running back or a linebacker.
No.
For all you that just heard, this motherfucker. Yeah, it's about exactly like that. Soccer player, saint, I mean, I pretty much have a type. Producer.
You like soccer players?
I did, but I divorced
like
him.
She's like black as fuck.
I feel like they're really short and stocky.
She's like I'm black.
No, like 5'11". I mean, taller than me, and I can still, even if I have to look
somebody,
you in the eye.
Somebody asked me, I'm ready.
Nobody's talking ready. To you right now, okay. Actually.
So I'm ready to have my time.
Okay, anyway, moving on to the next question.
So I look for, it's called T-squared. Thighs,
here we go.
Tits, tats.
Not herpes or anything, or like.
That's not square, square, it's four, ain't it?
Or like, you know, she could be
damn.
A fucking piranha.
What's three? Like
what'd
a triangle?
You say? Thighs?
Cube. Cubed. Thank you, Ashley. T-cubed. Thighs, tits, tats.
That's a shell.
What about if she has piranha teeth?
Right. You didn't
and
look
a lazy
belt.
Eye, bitch. And a lisp.
That's why you fucked with ratchets.
What? What?
No.
Because you're look. First of all, you're looking at tattoos, tits, and thighs.
That's where I start at.
Yeah, I like it. I'm not saying I don't like
this
it, but I'm just
bitch.
Saying.
That's where I start.
You started
that's not,
here,
that's
though.
That's not the end, but that's where I started. So when
but,
I see,
yeah. What about our teeth and eyes?
We gonna get there.
No,
she's a damn piranha. Well, your teeth are really
we gonna
white,
get there.
Though.
That's important, but that's where I started. I started thighs, tits. I can see tats, then I go through the rest of
it. You mean like one, two, three relationships?
And then
you got stuck at three relationships.
So somebody walks in, you're just like.
The guys had three relationships.
I'm working through.
So you think somebody's going to want to talk to you when they walk in, you're just straight to the vagina.
What if she has skin tags all over her thighs under her jeans? Then what happens?
Man.
I just skin tags. Another tick of mine.
I look at this thighs and I work my way out. I like thighs.
I can't help it. I mean, I'm so sorry. Thighs. Like, I will help you get those off. I'll rip them off.
I like thighs. Is there something wrong to like thighs? I like thighs.
Okay, hemorrhoids with thighs?
That's the first thing you look at.
I don't get it.
So if you walked into a bar and I looked right at your crotch,
you wouldn't look at like you're not gonna see me looking at you. Like,
you're not gonna see me look at you.
Oh, the fuck we don't.
No.
We notice everybody that looks at us.
And not to mention, he screams, "Oh, you look dumb. Oh, look, don't even walk this way. Fuck, don't come over here. I got this girl over here. Are you gonna come pick up all these Trulies off this table that you smuggled in, bitch?" We know what you're thinking. You are not drinking another drink. There, this is like you and candy.
Hey, you can get hired. You can also get fired. Okay? This is Cognac Corner, okay?
Okay, bitch. I'm once about again, to come at you.
Okay. Like I say, tits.
Why don't you have a bigger cup? That's like the little exactly. cup in the bathroom that you swish your mouth out with.
Well, yeah.
I'm pacing myself with a small cup.
He's pacing himself. He's on 16 right now. Okay.
Fuck y'all for shaming me.
Okay, if you could go back to any one person, like any ex that you loved and let go. You know how they say if you love something, let it go. If it's meant to be, it'll come back to you. One of those, if there's ever been one of those people.
People or an ex?
An ex. Like if there was one person you let go thinking like eventually we're going to be back together.
I'm a kind of a, when I cut you off, I'm done. So I don't think anybody.
If I had a taser, I would fucking put it against this guy's neck.
I might here. Have one in my purse.
I miss you.
You know what? We're not to Christmas yet, babe. Turn it off. Not, that's like a Christmas song. Yeah, it is. No, it is. Not. Oh, it's like a Folgers yeah, coffee.
Of. I don't like y'all.
It does come out Christmas time.
It does, actually.
It's not necessarily a Christmas song. Are you in your feelings right now?
Ooh. Oh, baby face.
First off, Ash, you're not going
to
do
don't
me like
turn
this
off. We do not have the rights to this music, but we are going to listen. This is what one of my boss used to listen to on his way to the games.
Youngest man and oldest man you've been with.
Who cares?
The youngest. Oh, God. The oldest. Old dudes.
They're done fucking around. You are missing out on that.
Probably my son's dad is the oldest.
And he is?
He's 41 now. So not that much older. I'm 37. Mm-hmm. And the youngest is 28 when I was 35.
Ooh.
And you're how old again?
37.
Oh my God. My son's 28.
I would not have sex with him now. I don't know what to say.
Holy shit. And him. This is all my friends. When my friends come over and they're like, Danny's in town. All of a sudden they're like, hey, Danny. I was like, bitches, you changed his diaper.
Have any of your friends slept with him?
Abso-fucking-lutely not. And if they have, when I press pause
she
on life,
turned up like
I'm
a motherfucking
coming at you.
What are you going to do? You kill him?
If one of my friends slept with my kids?
Would you kill him?
Oh, 100%. And I would bury them where no one would ever find them.
So I know when it comes to her kids, but she will kill somebody.
Okay.
She hit that pause and
sorry
killed
about that.
Quick.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, but I'm not just going to kill you. I'm going to fucking shoot your feet off and your hands first. We're going to talk about what the fuck you did, right? Then I'm going to blow your knees off. I'm going to slowly blow every... It's fine. Anyway.
All go right. ahead, Dexter. Tell me some more. Come on, Dexter Boo. Dexter Bay.
From whenever I said to kill people, she said,
I
wow.
will fuck someone up if they can fuck my kid or if they have sex with my... offspring.
How many times how many times have you cheated on somebody?
Too many to count.
Yes.
Wow. Can we get a ballpark figure?
Nope.
Cheating
no,
bitches?
I'm really not. I don't cheat.
I have. I don't either. I just
my son's father.
Suit.
I cheated on because he cheated on me.
Yeah.
Exactly. I just follow suit. Is exactly yeah. what I said. It sounds like it's not cheating.
But I'm not a cheater. I'll just break up with you.
Yeah.
Like get to go. I don't care how much I like you or how much we have invested. You got to go.
Oh, period. I'll cheat on you for a while and then make you out to be a dumb.
Yeah, see, I can't do that. I'm not a good liar.
Ooh, I am.
She's a Scorpio. We know you are. You lying.
See, I'm a Virgo. I'm vocal.
Yeah, she used that mouth. She used that strong throat she got. You have pains across. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, what happened?
I can't even with you people. I'm down to one. Hi, Jeanette. Thanks
favorite for sticking sex food. Around.
Favorite sex food?
Yeah.
Before, during, or after?
Like during sex.
I don't do that shit. Sex. No food in the bed.
Was asking.
Yeah,
you.
I don't feel unless like I'm I've high. Ever used food in the bed.
So this time I was with this girl. She brought out a tarp. We was fucking around. And like, you know, my finger bang game is legendary.
Hey.
What?
We said we don't have one. Let's move on to the next
I'm talking
one.
To Ash. I'm talking to you.
Jeanette is watching.
So.
And.
I was in that motherfucker, Jeanette, you know, doing listen, what I do, making magic happen, like Houdini. And she's like, oh, I got a tarp down. Because this motherfucker was squirting all over the place. I said, what the fuck are we doing? I'm talking about. I was like, I know my hand is magic. But
where's Amy?
Who's sleeping on that side of the bed? Because I'm not sleeping over there. This was like a waterfall. She was like, wait.
And I'll for be back. Us, it's like when your kids pee on their side of the bed and then they want to switch places.
Yeah,
that's where we are. We don't go like sex food. We
when
go.
She run got this tarp. I said, oh, she about to.
First
life.
Of all, she had a handy tarp. You know you were messing with a nasty and you, bitch. Okay.
No
first
shit.
Of all, she brought a tarp out. It wasn't like a little like, a little towel. This bitch brought a tarp.
I gotta cover
bro.
This bed.
Sick.
This isn't her first rodeo.
Is it me? I want to say it's me, but clearly this is not me because you had me prepared. I said,
oh, you nasty. Did you use a condom?
Absolutely not.
Oh, why do you think he asked God. The question?
That's why
plan
you're
B,
single right
did,
now.
We didn't do anything.
He says condoms are
you
plan
didn't
B.
do anything, but she put a tarp down.
Yeah, because she's a nasty bitch. Who has a tarp? I've had a leak in my house. I can't even
fucking
not, fight.
You will not talk
she
about
just,
her like
look,
that.
She just pulled
oh, my, look at this.
He's in love.
Pinkies out with this shit. He's got his
love.
Pinkies out.
Did she pull it out from under her bed and just...
She got it out of her kid's room.
We're not sharing oh it. She does have children.
I'm going to throw up. That was just a shot in the dark, dude.
You know I love, my, you know I love single mothers. It's my shit. That's my jam. That's my jam.
I know. Look
so
at me.
You didn't
look
even
at me.
Have sex with her.
I didn't, but she had some hell of a gawk, and I was like, ah, I was like, I can
wow.
sleep now.
So all that tarp action, and you didn't get any sex.
I mean, she got hers. I didn't really want, I was like, I'm working on getting back in the sex game, but I've been out of sex thing for a while. So
who is out of the into. Sex game as a male? I've never
I've
heard
had,
this.
I haven't had sex in a year. I haven't had sex in an entire year and
why?
In a month.
He says the corona.
It wasn't all the corona. It was like, this girl I was talking to, she shit on me. So like, and
he
we
gets
stopped,
hurt.
We he's, stopped dating, and I was like, yeah, it's fucking shit. Take much work. You know, I'm like, ah.
He's like a 16-year-old girl when it comes to being his getting his heart broken. He like he has to hold a grudge.
You'll probably be a good husband until
yeah.
you tell your tarp story.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's
yeah.
a wrap. You're
well,
done.
Yeah, this yeah. should probably that should be edited. You know, just for future reference. Since you've had maybe for your fourth girlfriend in life.
Oh.
If we could only be that innocent.
When was the first time you fell in love? I hate y'all.
15. Thought I fell in love. Like, so when I thought I fell in love or really
that's
fell
when
in
I got
love.
Pregnant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So for your,
we don't care.
Well, 15. Yeah.
So
yeah.
So 15 was the first time you thought you was in love. When was the
I was in love because, okay. I mean, I feel like I was in love.
Yeah.
Now I look back, I thought it was love, but I was in love.
First time
he
had
who
sex.
Is he? What's he look like?
15. It's my son's dad, and he looks like a...
Tom Petty?
He didn't even know what Tom Petty looks
no.
like.
I have no idea.
He, now he just looks like a hairy...
He
has hairy back and stuff. We're still really good
he
friends.
He has a hairy back and stuff.
Shut your first
and
filthy
she,
mouth.
I asked, we asked what he looks like. She said he has a hairy back
that's
and
all
stuff.
You need to know. That does not even matter. If he takes his shirt off, that's all you're going to be looking at.
But what if, I mean.
Was he also your first two?
Yes.
Okay, so 15 for both.
My baby daddy too. He is deployed right now, serving our country for Biden.
Pornhub X videos.
Nobody cares. We're grown women.
I wasn't talking to you.
So, to be honest, I watch Pornhub when I'm high. And I just like, I think of random stuff like midgets or like something. And I'm like, how
you keep
I,
going back to
I
the wanna, midgets.
No, because I am petrified of midgets, but.
You are?
Uh huh.
Oh, I have.
You ain't that far
one.
From being
I
one.
I sweat.
Like, you're not far from being
because that's
one.
Weird. I'm already super short. And I don't feel like you should be any shorter than me.
With a long hair.
Like, so that's crazy. Yeah. You have.
I understand.
I'm the cutoff.
And like, you literally like. bro, I just
they be having big old asses and big old dicks too. It's crazy. They be having big old dicks.
Have you ever watched it on?
I'm not gonna claim it.
No. You can't. It's okay because I watch it. I just want to see how it happens, and some of it's really freaking weird,
man.
But I enjoy it. Not to like it doesn't sexually arouse me, but I enjoy it. Like
you don't watch Netflix.
I got Pornhub Premium, and on that paywall, everything goes.
How much does this cost you?
$10.99.
Oh my God.
A month?
Yeah. Would you have sex with midget?
I can't. I'm not that mature.
Okay. I'm not good. That mature. Because that's weird.
It's like having fun. It's like guys that like young porn creep me out. Like, bro, like you're like 18, young. Like, why would you want to watch young? It's a red flag in my book. The guys are like, I want to watch them barely legal. Like,
okay,
bro,
can we
gross.
Move on?
I like MILFs. I like adults fucking. I like to see grown-ass professionals getting in. I feel a single mom's a professional. If you have a child, you're a professional.
Okay, question. Can I interrupt this?
Goddamn, porn? What?
This fucking midget shit?
We wasn't done yet. They call little people.
Okay.
You can't call them midgets
I
no
have
more.
A pimp with a limp.
You are a pimp with a limp.
No, oh, my Troisi is my buddy. Troisi.
What? Ask a question.
Okay. What would you do if you had your crush tied up? Nobody knew where they were. Nothing. You're like, and you have your remote control, so you're pressing pause, and time's froze.
What is yours?
Can I have some, please? Like, I feel like I'm the only sober person. You're on sick.
You want mine's? You want mine's? You want hers?
Do you want to give me yours? No.
Not like you say it like that, man.
You're mean, Jonah. You are so fucking busy over here drinking and smoking. Goddamn, good thing we were live from Colorado. Bring me that one.
I like Maui.
I have the other one.
Hi, Denise.
I got a. This is the glue. This is the hybrid. This is the glue.
Is this from the same?
Yeah. Look at this fucking grandma. I hope you die on camera. Please die on camera. That'd be great content. Yes.
You know what I don't like about that one? I feel like it burns your throat. And it hangs on that.
Yeah.
Like, it literally hangs on
that.
Thank
God I have a poise pad on.
Oh, my God.
You think your fucking throat is...
I had a thing about that. Yes.
I know. I'm kidding. I don't. But if you want to be a sponsor,
What about mine? I don't know what that is.
You want this?
I'm high as shit.
I'm not. I'm sober.
Your mistake. What are we leaving off here? Fake boobs or fake ass? Which would you rather have?
Fake boobs.
Yeah, probably fake boobs. Because I have mom boobs and I really, out of everything I have in my body, I hate my boobs. Like during sex.
I
used to leave my shirt on because I didn't want you to look or touch. Because I literally hate them. One, I was a late developer, and when I did develop, it was like shit. I got fucked. Yeah. So I got fucked. Yeah. And I'm good on my ass.
I got mine. I ran a mile in 7 minutes and 42 seconds. It was a bet.
I squared on my mic. No one uses with me.
You're so fucking
so glad it's only my mic. Every other part of the table was everybody else. This is the only person that's over.
You are Rohit's ass.
Oh, shit.
Do you?
Yeah, I don't like a fake ass with a match.
What is a fake ass? What does it feel like?
I've seen asses where like you can tell that's a bought ass.
But
like,
have you touched?
Because ass gotta have thighs. It has to have a cup
with
too.
Skin
like,
tags.
You can tell a real ass. Like, I'd rather have her have fake boobs and a real ass than like than real boobs and a fake ass. I'd rather have her have well done boobs and have like an organic built.
But what if she has a flat ass and big boobs? Then
ooh, baby, I like thighs. I need my thighs like
okay,
KFC.
Okay, so if you find my her thighs attractive are growing. From here up and she stands up and she's no ass.
And we get along.
That's heroin.
If we get along.
That's on gravel.
If we get along well, I'll live with it.
You'll live with it.
I like what I like, but like if we get along
but
well.
But what if she likes a small soccer player guy with like.
Then why the fuck are you talking to me for? Because I'm nothing.
But what if she loves your mind?
Then make a decision then. You want to be here or you don't. Either way, it's fine by me. Either way, you want to be here or you don't. I know what I like.
What does a fake butt feel like? I want to know.
Cement.
What?
Cement.
Have you touched one?
It's all natural fat, isn't it?
But a real ass feels like a real ass. Silica.
No, I thought that when you do they take it from here and put it in your butt. Am I wrong?
Yeah, no. That's like a redistribution. We will get a...
You know what I'm talking about?
We'll have a one of my plastic surgeon friends on soon, but...
Well, then...
No, all right. I think... Size... Okay. I think it's a silicone.
Ma'am, isn't it? This is not... We are not here for...
I want to know what it feels like. You said cement.
I'll look it up while you're asking.
Who sleeps on cement?
I have.
I know, but not permanently. You don't go, oh my God.
Can I ask the next question?
Yep.
This is Podcast Poppy. Thanking you for listening to part one of this episode. Tune back in next week for the conclusion. Real conversations with real people about love, sex, and relationships, all fueled by cognac.
Hey, how you doing? Hey.